Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Hasen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, I'm excited about this show, man. It's going to be cool. I like when people come in and bring us information.
It's like the World War back-to-back champs, back-to-back shows.
I think you said that wrong.
I think I did.
You talking about that T-shirt?
Yeah, I like that T-shirt.
Back-to-back World
My
War
wife
champs.
Told me I couldn't wear it, though, but she's. I did like it when I saw it at Wings at Myrtle Beach.
It was right when you were buying your American flag towel.
Yeah, she doesn't let me buy anything from there.
Nothing.
But when we go to the beach, I give the kids $20
each. Oh, my
each
gosh.
And let them have at it.
Well, don't you remember
it's
being
so cool, the experiment, to see what they get.
It's nothing but junk. We do the same thing with Scarlett. We did it as kids, too, though. I mean, I'm sure you remember going to buy the sunglasses.
My dad didn't give me crap.
25 cents. I think I got $5.
He gave me advice. Go pound sand.
You are, so you go out to the beach and start hitting
exactly.
the sand? Like, Dad, it's not working.
I don't know. Yeah, anyway. So this is a back-to-back show is where I was going with that.
Yeah,
that was a setup. Because last week we had Ron Lovelace on the show, if you remember. If you haven't remembered or heard it, go back and listen to it.
Hey,
very successful
line.
Belmont attorney. And he has a pet project that he is one of the visionaries and one of the key ingredients on. And it's reviving and building the Belmont Trolley.
And he's working alongside Rob Presley, who we've had on this show before as well.
Yep.
And so it kind of all came full circle. It's really cool that we were able to get them on the show
back
literally
to back.
Back to back.
Because
yeah.
I had four or five people this week ask me about the trolley, which I need to learn more about, being a river rat. It worked out.
Worked out.
Yeah. So we got the director of getting things done.
Project Advancement.
There you go, of the Belmont Trolley. Katie, what's your last name?
Katie Russ. So Katie's husband, Will, worked for Herc many moons ago and was helped us out with rental equipment.
Oh, wow.
So she made the connection. She walked in. He was awesome. Any of those rental companies, go call Will, see how he did it. Do it that way.
Wow. And then Rob's a repeat offender on the radio show.
Yep.
So Rob Presley. The generation that he grew into, his father's generation, his uncle's generation, were key redevelopers and ingredient in reviving South End. He'll talk about that, right? I mean, legends. Literally, when I was growing up, my dad said the press, you know, I was all intrigued and who was this? Who's this? And he said the Presleys are doing, you know, they're reviving the South End. And then I took a real liking to the West Side. Which you guys, as you and Andy, your brother, came along over the last several decades, y'all moved, and primarily you over time have moved your focus to the West Side. And I would say the Roby family, the Hastings and the Presleys, I think Mecca, are two of the key drivers that have done a lot of good on the West Side of Charlotte. And that extends into Belmont. Which is fully the hat I wear, that the West Side is the closest point in the square out, right, west, and it goes into Gaston County, all the way maybe even to Shelby. You know, I like Shelby. Got a good pumpkin.
We're gonna get
BW more. Fiberglass.
Yeah, doing a job there right now. Our Roby commercial team is. I'm excited. I like these history stories. I think this one of my more favorite shows that we do. We can go back and get, especially Charlotte history because there's so much there. I think about Christopher with the sign book.
Oh man,
I mean that was amazing. And during the break, Rob was talking about Atherton Mill. And, you know, my first job was at Ferguson there at Atherton Mill. And what was cool is my first day at that job, first week or so, my dad came by and he lived in South Carolina. And he parked in the parking lot. He's like, "This used to be something called Atlas Supply a long time ago," and he worked as a vendor to Ferguson. That was his role. And he's like, "I called on this place in like the '70s, and it wasn't a very good place then." And so when I told him where the office was, but that had been 2004, and you guys had already redone Atherton Mill at that point, or you were in the process of doing it. But that whole area is just completely changed.
Yeah, and then we went to the Southern at Christmas show this week, Monday, and Christopher was working the Jesse Brown booth, And I said, hey, man, what's up? And we had to, when we talked for 15 minutes.
Awesome. Yeah.
And my kids think I'm a celebrity again. I said, I'm, because I know him.
Christopher Long.
He signed the book.
Yeah.
Great. And he is all excited. He's ready to hang out. He's geeked up on this history.
No, it's cool. And so these are my favorite shows that we do. So,
if
I'm
you
really
haven't
excited.
Heard the Christopher Lawing show from like 3 weeks ago, check it out. It's a wonderful show. He's a sign historian for Charlotte proper. He's got a museum display.
Yep. I bet you he knows a lot about these old trolleys as well.
I bet he does.
I'm sure
he does. But it was so cool, and this is kind of along the same lines, learning history through an object. Like, that's what I think is cool. I've never really paid much attention to the signs, but we're the Biltmore Dairy. We did Parking Shop. You know, we do these old properties. And if you're intrigued by the sign, what it can teach you,
right,
is pretty cool. So I have a new thing I'm going to collect.
You getting in the sign game?
No money.
Okay. That's and shark's teeth.
I got to
don't back
it
off on that. Well, so we're going down memory lane, and we're talking about the future. This is great. This
it is
going to be a good
it
show.
It is
so
great.
Stay with us.
And Belmont is, boy, if you haven't been to Belmont, we're going to have these yeah. folks on talking about it. It is really cool. They're doing currently doing soil testing at the bridge, the 74 bridge. One day we might get a wider bridge. I don't know. Potentially. They've been talking about that for 25 years.
That's a tough bridge, eh?
Yeah, a lot of people have hit that bridge.
I can't stand it, especially on our big old pickup trucks. I mean, it's like white knuckle, just grip it and just keep this thing as straight as I can.
It's a very tight bridge, especially if somebody's beside you and you're going
exactly.
on the right side.
Yeah.
Those concrete bullers don't move. I do know this. Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm trying to call you out.
Thank you for checking us out this morning, or if you're listening to us by podcast. But we're going to be talking Belmont Trolley when we return. You're listening to At Home with Roby. Are you waiting on me?
I don't know what he's doing.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Trent Hasten with my co-host Patrick McIsaac.
Boom. Man, you're good at that.
Yeah, I think I can do it.
I just was enjoying his high-paced music, man.
I mean, you're over here playing the air guitar.
Air guitar. That, I'm not a very good air guitar player.
Man, we got a double guest.
We do.
Double guest today. And I think it's really cool. Male, female, so you'll be able to distinctively know the voices. It's like me and a Yank. You know,
or a British person.
We talked about that.
Foreshadowing.
So, yeah. Hey, Rob Presley, welcome back to the show.
I'm honored two times. This is going to become like the late night show where I'm going to count times or Saturday Night Live.
And didn't you? You were a DJ at East Carolina University, right?
That was a long time ago, but yep, they let me hang out at the radio station at nighttime and play jazz.
I do remember that.
That's right. We got Katie Rust here as well. And Katie, you're the director of product project advancement for Belmont Trolley.
That's right.
Did I get all that right?
Yep.
You keep it all together.
That's what I'm trying
the glue.
To do, yeah.
We got a question for you. How right. Who named your title?
I did.
Oh, that's a doer. Hey, yeah. That's like a good test. It's like, we want you to name your title, and with somebody with the courage to have such a bold and strong title, then that's you got the right person.
It's got me reconsidering my title at my company. President sounds so yesterday.
You could come up with something really interesting. We could do that for you. Yeah.
So Ron Lovelace was on the show last
yep.
week. He lives in Belmont, lives at Split Central and Main Street, one of the coolest houses in the world. Actually, last after we recorded the show, I went over there and hung out at his house some with him.
They ought to pay admission to get into that house. It is the old Limeburger house. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Have you been to the top floor?
I
where
did
the,
to the circus room.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's beautiful.
It's cool. It's got artists. An artist flew in from New York, I think, 100 years ago, a long time ago, and was commissioned to paint circus for the kids up on the third floor.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
It is really cool. Yeah. It's a work of art. It's amazing. This house is amazing. We gotta go. Maybe if we ride the trolley, we'll go by his house.
There you go. That's it.
So Ron talked about the trolley, and so many people that listened to the show came up to Patrick and myself and Christian and said, hey, I want to learn more about the trolley. So we're learning more about the trolley. So you say it got its start 10 years ago, but the vision started at Atherton, kind of.
Yeah, the Belmont trolley idea was not a new idea. I don't come up with new ideas. I just regurgitate old ideas that other people have.
It seems to work well. Yeah,
it does. Yeah. Why reinvent it? as I told y'all before the show started, back in the early 90s, when my father hired me to come to work at Mecca, we were redeveloping Atherton Mill in South End. And South End wasn't South End at the time. It was South Boulevard, and half the buildings were boarded up, and it was a pretty rough place. So we had a challenge over there to lure people to that area. Well, we spent a bunch of money redoing the old buildings, and slowly people were coming. But one day, Dad came to me and said, come with me. I want you to see something. I said, okay. So pull up in the parking lot. There's a group of people standing around, and a flatbed truck pulls in, and the nastiest train car you've ever seen sitting on the back of the truck pulled in the parking lot. And I looked at him, and I said, what are we doing? He said, well, you'll see. He goes, this was the last car to run in Charlotte. It was replaced by city buses, and it's car number 85. And there's a whole long story. We could spend all day talking about Charlotte Trolley, but the end result was is the car got restored at Atherton Mill, and it did what he wanted it to do. It drew people there that otherwise wouldn't come to South Boulevard. And as I mentioned to y'all, in its last year in service at Atherton Mill in Charlotte before it was displaced by light rail, there was 150,000 unique visitors who came to see that little trolley car.
That is neat.
Well, you were telling that story, and I've mentioned I've also in the break, my wife's from Jasper, Indiana, and when you go back to their house in her childhood bedroom, there's an old it's an old print of that trolley in South End. You know, at that time you said South Boulevard, and it obviously meant so much to my mother-in-law that she bought it. They went and saw it, and they came and visited, bought it, and it's hanging in her old bedroom.
Well, there is a lot of people who have that same memory and same story when they were kids having rode on that trolley car.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going back to the early 90s. So what is that, 30 years ago?
Wow.
It's made us feel old. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the beautiful thing is car 85 is going to be part of the Belmont trolley.
So car 85 was fully restored by Charlotte Trolley. Once it was displaced, it kind of bounced around town, ended up at Spencer Museum for a little bit, and then ultimately made its way back to Charlotte and made its way to an old mill in Charlotte, and the intent was to run it in Charlotte again, but things didn't work out the way they were supposed to, and the car needed a new home, and we had expressed our interest in taking it to Belmont, which is 11 miles from downtown Charlotte. Ballantyne's farther than Belmont is from downtown Charlotte. And so they didn't like the idea at first, but 6 months later called us and said, we've talked about it, and maybe this is the best place for it to be. And its sister car number one, which they refer to as the Greek car. By the time we got those two cars, Belmont had already bought its own trolley car. When we were told no, we had no choice but to go find our own trolley car.
Well, you have pictures of this in this nice pamphlet that we know that that you guys brought for us. We'll put this on our Facebook page too, just so anybody who's listening who wants to see these cars can see them. I mean, right here, it's amazing. Car one is little compared to car eight. I mean,
it is a little car. It is a little car. The other two are Brill cars, but it is a little car, but it's significant nonetheless. It didn't run in Charlotte, but it's a car that's significant to Charlotte's fleet. But now all three cars are in Belmont. The car Belmont owns, what we call car number one, came from Canada.
Okay.
And
really?
Was shrink-wrapped and put on a flatbed truck and drove into Belmont about 5 years ago. But you can't have trolley service without a trolley car. So we bought one. Then we were able to get two from Charlotte. Now we have three. Well, the other thing you can't have or you have to have for trolley service is a track.
I was going to ask you that next.
So we have a track. And North Carolina Department of Transportation is allowing us to use their track, but now we need a building to house the cars in on the track.
Does that track, I know the track that goes from Belmont to Mount Holly.
Downtown Belmont. Runs
Central
out,
Avenue.
Out in front of the Limeburger House where Ron lives. Crosses over Wilkinson Boulevard, and then it crosses over 85, and it goes right by the front door of Belmont Abbey.
And then does it go on into Mount Holly?
It does. But part of that line past Belmont Abbey is an active rail line at the moment anyway, and has heavy cargo trains running.
Yeah, I was going to ask. That other line, the rest of that line is not. They don't utilize it anymore, right?
The portion in downtown. That whole line is called the PNN line, and it was built by James Buchanan Duke, who created Duke Energy.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah, no, I know exactly where you're talking about. And then when Ron was telling me about this, tongue-in-cheek, not on the radio, I was like, okay, well, you're going to have a trolley that runs from Belmont to Belmont Abbey. I mean, okay, that's great. I don't know if I'm going to ride this. And he's like, have you ever been to Spencer? We said this on the radio. Do you do the Santa train? I got tickets. My wife bought tickets. We will be going in a couple weeks. And I think it's a wonderful idea. And actually, when I go downtown later at night to some bars in Belmont or go eat dinner, I see a bunch of Belmont Abbey students. That's where they hang out, and they should be hanging out. So I think it's a wonderful, safe way, a practical way to get them back and forth so the community can be involved with Belmont Abbey.
Yeah, good point.
But I also think you can do so much with it, like season-themed rides. And then, like you say, people that are enthused and have history and memories of trolleys, whether it be in Charlotte or their hometown, might want to bring their kids.
Well, and the kid element's a big part of it. When we created this idea, the idea was to get the kids from Belmont Abbey to downtown. The truth of the matter is, after 10 years later, and Katie knows this because we talk about it at every board meeting, we have five pillars. Five accomplishments and purposes for doing this. And one is the transportation to Belmont Abbey. History is another big one. Obviously, we want to celebrate the history of the cars and the PNN line. Economic development, driving people to Belmont
sure.
to come visit
yeah.
the town and shop at the restaurants and maybe even stay and buy a home and open a business. But there's another component that is the last component to all this. These cars have motors. They don't have engines. And a motor requires a source of power. And in these cars' cases, it's electricity. And so if you think San Francisco, there's the overhead power lines that run the cars. Well, in Charlotte, they used a Siemens diesel generator to provide electricity to the motors of the cars. They used an extension cord before that. I remember pulling up one day and seeing the extension cord rolled up and rolling down the track.
Really?
We're past the extension cord. As a matter of fact, we've decided we're not getting into diesel fuel either. We're going clean energy. And so we have partnered with UNCC. Who knew that UNCC had an engineering school dedicated to clean energy for trains?
The only school
in the country that has it, and they're right down
the
street.
The only school in the country.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you partner with UNCC to help out in Belmont. That's going to really be a double whammy. Will y'all stick around? Katie, I want to hear all about what you got to say. That was so interesting, Rob. Thank you, man. I feel like I know so much more. And it's so cool. I'm so excited about it. Got me excited about something. I don't need something else to be excited about.
I got
a lot of excitement.
You can start collecting trains.
All right. Well, you're listening to At Home with Roby. We have Katie Rust and Rob Presley when we return talking about all things Belmont Trolley.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm with Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
You took that back quick.
I did.
I was ready.
You were ready?
He jumped on top of it. He said, no air guitar this time. I'm the host.
This one wasn't as good of
Trent
a song.
Trent is co-host.
No, it's not the case. We're both co-hosts.
I'm like hot cocoa and marshmallow host.
Thought you were doing Santa Claus over there for a sec.
Cocoa.
Getting a little close to that time of the year.
Well, listen,
Trent, I'm going to say it. You always make fun of me for saying this, but if you missed the last segments here, this is definitely one to go back
goodness
and
gracious. And last week's show, Ron Lovelace and Christopher Lawin about 3 weeks ago. Just go back and listen to all our shows. The way you do it is you go to the most recent show and you start playing the show, a podcast, and everybody goes, I don't know how to do podcasts. Google At Home with Roby, Rob Presley, Katie Russ show, Belmont Trolley, and that'll get you to this show. You click on the link, and then you hit pause when you're ready to take a break, and you keep that page open in the background, and when you're ready to listen to it again, you hit play, and it goes chronologically all the way back, so you can listen to every show for like the last 2 years.
I'm glad you went into that much detail on how to listen to the
show.
I'll do better.
I get a lot of older people that play dumb.
Mm.
I didn't catch all your show this morning. I'm like, well, click the link. I don't know how to do that. Well, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, North Gaston alum.
Yeah. Noga.
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 Yeah.
I'm a Harding Duga. University. Harding. I went to Harding High School. So, North Gaston was not in the Mega 7. But we ran into y'all sometimes, occasionally on the soccer field.
Yeah.
So how you doing?
I'm great.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Well, we were talking during the break about y'all's vision. Now that we got the history set, I mean, kind of. Won't you just tell us about? There's a barn that's going to go with this. It has multi-purpose uses. Where it's going to go and some timeline stuff and what are the goals?
Sure. Yeah, so we're working right now. We have a capital campaign going on. We're building a trolley barn that's going to be located right off of Glenway Street in downtown Belmont, which is right where the tracks are. So it's a 6,000 square foot space that's going to be multi-purpose. It's going to house the trolley cars for us. It's going to be an event space that can be used for community events, weddings, things like that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll also have a museum aspect so that we can, focus on the history of rail in Gaston County and how important that was and still is to what's going on around Belmont. So.
Well, I got a question. The tracks we were talking about that run parallel to the river, I would say, between Belmont and Mount Holly, were they trolley tracks originally or were they just train tracks?
Yeah, so the tracks that we're going to run our trolleys on ran trolleys back when the mills were in operation. They were actually started at the request of the Chronicle Mill, which is currently
they're redeveloping,
being redeveloped, it's
about to open back up.
Yep. So it's kind of cool to see these two things happening at the same time, and that's actually the significance of our car that we own being called number 16, because that was in 1916 when the trolleys first started running.
Oh, man, that's cool.
Between Mount Holly and Belmont, yeah.
And the Chronicle Mill is very close to where apartments are going to have some retail.
Oh, yeah.
It's very close to where this barn's going to go, right?
Yep.
Kind of back up to each other.
They do.
Think about
it. And the tracks go right by, right when they cross Catawba. It's right there by the Chronicle
Mill.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is cool. I think it's a wonderful idea, and then the old depot station, they redid it a year or two ago, and it's right there in front of where this barn's going to be, correct?
It is, yeah. So that's called Station now, and they actually built another segment of that building that houses a couple of other Belmont Yoga and the Heirloom restaurant are there, too.
Yeah,
so,
they moved from Davidson or something, Noda?
It was actually in West Charlotte.
West Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's a really good restaurant. High end.
Yeah.
Well, talk about the museum a little bit as well. I know you guys have big aspirations, field trips, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, you know, two of our three cars are historic landmarks, like Rob was talking about earlier. So we want to really focus on educating the residents of Belmont about the history of their town and where they live. You know, we want to build this museum so that we can bring in the school kids from Belmont, Gastonia, and Mount Holly, and Charlotte, and whoever wants to come, and do programs around the history of the textile mills and the rail industry and everything. Yeah.
Wow, so I think it's good to educate folks on the history of the textiles, which built Belmont, really, and Gaston County. Mm-hmm. It's textile towns. That is cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. And so what's the future vision? I mean, when are we trying to get the trains active? Where are we taking it from here?
How much money are you trying to raise?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for asking.
I mean,
so as Katie said, we've just started our capital campaign in the last 4 or 5 months. We are people say all the time, are we using tax dollars to do this? No, we're not using tax dollars to do this. The city of Belmont and Belmont Travel and Tourism have made a contribution to this, because when we're done, we're actually going to deed the property to the city of Belmont.
Oh,
with
right.
a perpetual lease back to Belmont Trolley, who will operate the facility. But it will be a downtown Belmont building. And so, but we need to raise the money to build the building. And we've raised over $1 million.
Wow. Congratulations.
Since our inception.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we've had some really good donors. Now we're going to the larger corporate donors. We're realizing that it takes a whole lot of $1 donations to get to the money we need to build this building.
Yeah.
But we're estimating the cost of this building, and we haven't hired a contractor yet, by the way.
Oh, okay, we're interesting. And, we need to talk about that.
Patrick runs Roby Commercial.
So we'll be coming to you guys, but we do have an architect engaged, civil engineer, track designers. We are coming up with the plans. As a developer, I've done my matchbook math as I do before I do projects.
Yeah.
We're thinking it's about a $2.4 million facility all in. And so we also want to have enough money to have a foundation that we don't have to every year scramble and sell cookies to be able to keep operations going. So our goal right now is to raise $4 million. When we get to the $2 million mark, not including the million we've already raised, which has been spent on revitalizing the cars, doing a lot of the other things, and then having cash in the bank. But to answer your question, we want to raise a total of about $4 million.
There you go. How about those old mill family endowments? Any?
Textiles left Gaston County in a big way back in the 90s. There's still some families there that are doing textiles, but it's not quite the same as it was back in the day. I'm sure they are obviously candidates. There are some families in Gaston that could write the check if we wanted them to. But, you know, those guys are always the go-to people.
Yeah, I get it.
Our goal, this is Belmont Trolley, but it is a regional endeavor.
I agree.
This is not a Belmont endeavor. It's not a Gaston County endeavor. This is a regional endeavor. And we're calling on corporations in Charlotte. We're calling on corporations around the Mecklenburg County, around Gaston County. Any county that wants to donate, we'll take a donation.
As you should. I mean, no, we're thinking regional now, right? We got
absolutely,
to.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're talking about the light rail, the Silver Line, is going to go to Belmont.
And that's the plan.
And it should.
And we've been in conversation with Katz. How cool would it be for that Silver Line to run all the way up Main Street
and then
connect with the trolley and go to Mount Holly and Belmont?
There you go.
I mean, it's pretty cool, yeah. So you could go, if you're a student at Belmont Abbey, you could ride the trolley to the Silver Line and go into Charlotte.
You go all the way to UNCC, watch a football
game. Go hang
game.
Out with your buddies.
Come all the way back down.
You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you asked the financial question. The other thing we need is talent and time. As our organization has gotten larger, and all the complexities that go with it, we had a board meeting yesterday, and a big part of our discussion yesterday was, look, we would love to have people who are former rail engineers, who are mechanics to work on these cars. We would love to have people at corporate levels that are interested in these type of endeavors that could be a liaison back to, whether it be the big banks. We have a new board member joining our board next month from Duke Energy.
Oh, wow.
Obvious person to be on our board, and his role at Duke Energy fits in well. That's the type of folks we're looking for, and we don't care if they live in Belmont or they live in Shelby.
Yeah.
We'll take them. We need help. We need help, and it's rewarding.
Well,
it's very rewarding.
Where do we, if there's folks listening right now that are getting as excited as you, as all of us really are in this room, where do they go to find if they want to help, if they want to volunteer, if they want to donate?
Katie, tell them where to go.
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook and Instagram
if you want to follow along.
BelmontTrolley.org, and there's a way to contact us through the website. Yeah.
BelmontTrolley.org. Mm-hmm. All Belmont Trolley is all one word?
Yep.
And you brought a wonderful pamphlet
here
for Patrick and myself. It's very educational. I can't wait to look through it. I'm about to hit the road and go on a little family road trip. I will be checking it out. I'm sure all this is on the website, though.
It is, yes.
That's great. Man, well, this is very exciting. Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you for having
us. Good luck to you.
We appreciate it.
When am I going to be able to ride a trolley?
You know, that's the $1 million question.
I thought it was a $4 million
question. That's the $4 million question.
$3 million remain question.
Let your listeners know after Roby makes a contribution this afternoon, you'll be able to update him later next week on when
the trolley's opening in a month.
Our hope is, realistically, our hope is we'd like to start construction on the building in 2023.
Oh, nice.
The cars, two of them are operable right now, and we plan on bringing one of the cars out to the site and building a temporary building and going ahead and getting people on the cars and giving them an opportunity. UNCC has designed and we have built a power car, clean energy power car that goes with it with lithium batteries. Piedmont Lithium, who's next door, their corporate headquarters is one of our sponsors. It's just the stars and moons have lined up on this thing.
Amen. Well, good luck to you. Thank you for being here. It's always fun to have you, Rob. Katie, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, good luck to you. Can't wait to stay in tune and follow along. Katie Russ, Rob Presley, talking about the Belmont Trolley. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Man, he's killing it with his music today, man.
I mean, are you all excited?
I like it. I like it.
We're recording on Friday. Got a couple back-to-back Friday recording shows. On Fridays, we're always jumpy.
Well, it's an exciting topic that we covered today, too. I mean, I think that's also, not that we don't cover exciting topics every Sunday.
I think all of our guests are exciting, to be frank.
Yeah, I do, too. But this is cool. I mean, this is right in our backyard, Belmont Trolley. If you haven't had a chance to take a look at it, belmonttrolley.org.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about the museum and the hand. I just think, I mean, Belmont is so walkable and so cool and has so much character, even where they added on to the depot. It all matches. It's all quality. And then my family, we love going to Belmont to eat and stuff. They got the new pizza place back open. That's good. Went there. Besides Stream Bean, what's the name of it? Can't give a plug.
No,
sorry.
Nobody.
Owned by the same folks as Stream Bean. Go check it out. But we go to Belmont all the time. We won't be going to Belmont this weekend because we will be maybe in Chapel Hill. I don't know. I told my kids we were going to tour Duke. What do they think about that, Patrick?
They didn't want to go to Duke.
They hate Duke. Last night, Piper said, I want to watch a football game. The football game wasn't on yet. So I turned it on, the Duke women's basketball game, and right when it came on, she goes, ugh! I said, so it would be terrible if you don't get into Carolina. And you get into Duke. That was funny.
Can that happen?
I don't think so. I think it's trickle-down economics, and it goes from Duke to Carolina.
Listen, I'm pretty sure if you get into those two, you definitely get into Clemson, so I'm not one to talk.
Yeah, they started trying to say they liked Clemson. And I tried to say, I think we talked about this last week on the show, I tried to say, it's a wrong state, unless you come in with some scholarship
let's
papers.
Let's flip that head to the, let's point a little bit northward, not southward.
I'm going to teach them how to be plumbers. That's where the money's at.
Tell you what, you make a fortune doing that. Well, which you should. The trades are paying very well right now.
Trades are good. I think sadly, in the trade industry, I don't think wages inflated at the pace they should have over several decades.
Correct.
And I think we did a lot of that catch up all at once. So hopefully trades will continue to make money, but it makes things cost more.
That it does.
Things are more expensive, aren't they?
Rob's over here shaking his head. Yes.
We do know. And I have turned into my dad, just so you know, and every time I throw out a number, it's not the right number. And everybody's like, shut up, you old man. You don't know what you're talking about. That's exactly what I used to say. But Patrick's laughing because he has thought that today.
Maybe not today. But it is a challenge. I mean, you're definitely not. It's not only labor, it's material. Everything is obviously increased, and people are feeling it at the grocery store, too. It's not just our industry.
But I got to hear the Virginia Federal Reserve Chairman, one of the guys on the board, maybe not the chairman, but he's out of Charlotte. He spoke to a group of YPOers on Wednesday. And I think what they're doing is working. But the deal is it's all shot in the dark because they've never done this before. And every time they do something, they kind of overshoot it because results take a lag. And then you overshoot to one side. And I have an opinion that the return to the office, they shot it hard on the stay at home. And now they're going to shoot it hard the other way, and in a year or two, we're going to be talking about how there's not enough office space. Isn't that going to be funny? That'd be good for us, though, won't it, Rob? But I think it's coming when these P&Ls for fourth quarter and first quarter don't look as good as they look. They got to blame it on something. They're going to blame it on people not being at work. What do you think about that, Patrick?
I hope you're right.
Our people have been at work.
I hope you're right. Yeah, we never left. Not one day.
We haven't.
No, and, which is
and
a
I'm
going to
give
blessing.
Rob a plug. Rob has been redoing the Dowd House over here three blocks away and redid a part with the city, with the county, I guess, conjunction. And your office and stuff's going to be in the Dowd House, correct? It's so beautiful. Go check it out. There's just so much history along this Wilkinson-Moorhead corridor. It is cool. Very similar to Belmont. And I'm just a homebody, so... I know one corridor, Wilkinson Boulevard. Yeah. So anyway, we hope you had fun listening. BelmontTrolley.org is where you look it up. You want to get things done, talk to Katie Russ. She'll handle it. Thanks, Rob and Ron Lovelace amongst the board. I think there's 12 folks on the board. Thank you for having this vision and putting your efforts where your words are. So thank you so much. Listen, go have a wonderful day. Do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated, and smile. Smile when you see people. Let people know you're happy. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.